Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf again is daf Mem Ches. Just to go back quickly, very central question that we didn't really discuss, and I'll bring out the point like this. The Gemara has a question. We know that the Mishnah says something that's mechuber cannot become an avodah zarah. Al hehorim Eloiheihem Deloi hehorim Eloiheihem. Right, that was the pasuk we have in Mishnah and Daf Hey. Again, let's read those words. Eloiheihem al hehorim Deloi hehorim Eloiheihem. So it can't become an avodah zarah. And again, we had Machlekes, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Gemara Mason. But then the Gemara yesterday had a question, or 2 days ago really, had the question if it's neva the mechuber. If there's a din nevad on a mechuber, meaning we understand that when something is attached to the ground, definitely not asur b'hanah. That's what the pasuk said. But maybe there would be a din nevad on the mechuber, and Mara says one of the cases would be if you want to use the stones of a mountain, which you Muslim guy or Jew even bowed down to, and it's not asur b'hanah, can it be used for the mizbeach? And the Gemara says, firstly, is it din nevad legavaya or not when it's mechuber? That's number one. And number two, the question is if machshire carbon is kekarbon. So that's really the two questions that are relevant to. Good morning. Sell out crowd. Those are the two central questions the Gemara asked by mechuber. Now we know an animal, of course, There's no din of Isra'anah from the fact that there would have been a din mashmi Yisrael, but there is a pasuk saying you can't bring an animal as a carbon if it's served. Now the Gemara has this question when it comes to mechuber, where again, there's a special pasuk there, maybe it's different, maybe it's not. Now the question is, central question. Let's say you would hold yesh neva b'mechuber, and you would hold machshire carbon to carbon. So we want to know if you can use the stones hewn from the mountain to be used for a mizbeach.
Quarry
from the mountain. Can it be used for the mizbeach or not? And you would hold, yeah, there is a problem. There's a din of nevad, machshire carbon, good carbon. What would be the psul?
What would be the
reason? Let's say it's called that it was nevad. It was served. And therefore what? What would be the reason that it's a problem? Rebbe David, are you there?
Yeah, moving to another room. Absolutely. Well, you want to know what's the reason why never? Well, why mechuber is usher?
Yeah. Well, I need your help. So we know again.
Okay, what's the question? The question is what? Why so never by an animal we know? It says min habakar. You want to know why mechuber should be usher?
If you hold yesh neva b'mechuber and machshire carbon to carbon, why would neva be usher?
Right.
Anybody want to suggest something? Or?
In other words, we know that nevad is asur from min habakar or from mishchasam bombom. There are two psukim, and Rav Shachmei's big thing of that. But there are two psukim, but that's for an animal. How do you know mechuber? So isn't it because of the kal v'chaim v'meyetzlan? I think that's the answer.
Kal v'chaim from esnan.
I think that's the answer. I think that's the way we know.
Okay. Okay, fine. So you want to say that it's the kal v'chaimer from Esnan. Now, the question is, though, really, we find two reasons why an avodah zarah, well, three, really, why an avodah zarah would be also the gevayah. Of course, we have min ha-behema lo-hoytzi es ha-nevad. We also have the reason of mitzvah ha-bo ba-averu. That's another reason. If something's a mitzvah that's bo ba-avera, can't be used, right? That reason.
That may not apply. Well, that may not apply because.
Wait, so again, the didn't cause.
Okay.
You're right. Let's just go with what we see, right? So we have the halach of mitzvah bo ba-avera that's bought originally in the sugya of lulav ha-gozel. Lulav ha-gozel can't be used. And then we have the Gemara in Sukkah as well. And this is a question of the Girsa, we have the halacha of Ketusei Mechta Shiurim. So we have really three reasons that we see why something that's an avodah zarah cannot be used. One is, again, another reason is because mitzvah baba avera, and the third reason is ketuse mechtal shiur. So again, when we have yesh nevad b'mechubar, the question really is, what is the nevad going to do? So yeah, really, the Gemara says, like, I appreciate that, because I didn't even think of that, really. Question. The Gemara brings the source from the Kal v'chomer from Esnan. And the question really is, what do you need that for, really? Typically, mishum mitzvah, well, like this. You can't say ketuse mechtah shiure, of course, because there's no isra hanoh by mechubar. The din of ketuse mechtah shiure is, if there's an isra hanoh and there's a din sreifa, so it's not considered that it has the shear, whatever the lumbus is. And that can't apply by the mechubar because there's no isra hanoh. So that reason is out. The reason of the fact that there's a mitzvah bo ba'aveiro, that's totally in the girsa that Tosfos quotes in Lulav HaGozel, why a lulav, why esrog shel asherah is possible. Tosfos says two reasons, two girsas over there. One is because kedusha mechta shiura. The other reason is because mitzvah haba baver. That's the other girsa there, as far as why a lulav or an esrog shel asherah is going to be also mitzvah haba baver. Right? So you could say, again, that the isra over here is also mitzvah haba baver. That's what you would have said. Yesh neva b'mechobr means it's a mitzvah haba baver. That's very shver in the Gemara, though. Firstly, the Gemara brings the source from Esnan. Number one. Number two, who cares if it's machshirei carbon to carbon or not? Who cares? It's a mitzvah blah, blah, blah. So this Gemara here, again, it's a Tully in the Machlekes read or Rabbeinu Tam, mitzvah blah, 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 is the Araisa, Rabbeinu Tam holds it's the Araisa, and there's a Girsa in the Gemara in Lulav HaGozel, which says that mitzvah blah, 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 is the reason for Lulav and Esther and Shel HaSheirosh. Well, this Gemara cannot work with that reason. Really, this Gemara cannot work with that reason. It's mamash a pella. And Tosfos doesn't ask from this Gemara. I don't know why. Tosfos in Lulav HaGozel doesn't ask. And the other reason, the third reason we see that it's a din nevad from a behema, you could learn that that's what our Gemara means. Our Gemara means that there's a din of nevad by behema, and we want to know if that extends to something that's mechubar. Perhaps you can say that the Kal v'chomer from Esnan, even again, the Kal v'chomer from Esnan, still not 100%, but let's say, maybe you can say this, it's easier to hear, that the Kal v'chomer from Esnan revealed to us that the halach of Nevad that you have by a behema, you could extend to mechubar. It's like a gilui. The Kal v'chomer is a gilui. Why would you need that? I don't know. But we find such a concept. But really, the question I was going to come to ask is, if you hold that mitzvah baba aveira is the isra for an avodah zarah, then what's shana this gemara, really? And Tosfos, fine, you could ask, Tosfos has questions on that girsa anyways. Why doesn't he ask from over here? And the truth is, Reb Kiva Eger, in Lulav HaGozel, asks on Tosfos, why didn't Tosfos ask from every case of behema? Why does the Torah need to exclude a behema because it's nevad from a pasuk? Tepetei mishum mitzvah baba aveira. Reb Kiva Eger's kasha, Gilyan HaShas, in Lulav HaGozel, he says, Tzorachiyun, he says, what do you need the din of Nevad for, even by a behemoth? It's a mitzvah baba aveira. And his question is, Tosfos is proving, whatever his yisoid there is in Lulav HaGozel, why there is no din of mitzvah baba aveira. Reb Kiva Eger's asking, why didn't Tosfos ask from the pasuk itself? So you see, even Reb Kiva Eger says that the din of Nevad itself could be also al mitzvah baba aveira. So he's really asking the pasuk, forget about the Gemaras. Maybe Nichlan, what Reb Kiva Eger is asking is why Tosfos doesn't ask for our Gemara over here, which seems to bring the pasuk of Nevad by behemoth. Fine. Maybe that's included in Reb Kiva Eger's question. But to throw into the mix over here, this Gemara is very shver, according to that opinion that holds that a lulav shel avodah zarah, esrog shel avodah zarah, cannot be used because of a mitzvah baba aveira. I think this is very important to point out over here. What happened to that reason of mitzvah baba aveira? It seems to have gotten lost in the mix over here. And it's totally really in this
except that the Aveira did not cause the, in other words, that's two different times.
Very good. So that's Tosfos' answer in
Lulav HaGozel.
Very good. Zeus.
But you're saying Rabbi Kiva Eger still raises it in Sukkah.
What?
You said Rabbi Kiva Eger still raises it in Sukkah.
Well, it's on that Tosfos. And Tosfos says, yes, on himself, Tosfos. The Gemara is not mashma like that Svara, because there's a Kiyosu later on in the Gemara which says a little of Shel HaSheira and an Esther of Shel HaSheira is Osir.
Because it's unique because it's not the
Sheira. 100%. But that's exactly what Tosfos says. Some don't even have that Kiyosu there. Tosfos says some have the Kiyosu in Sukkah out mitzvah b'avera. So you see, firstly, you don't have the Svara to do some after Shura. That Tosfos says no, some don't have that Kiyosu at all. And secondly, this you say the Tosfos that the avera has to lead to the mitzvah for it to be a mitzvah. Habo b'avera. Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara, if you go with that Kiyosu, that you don't say that concept. And that's what Kivega says. So that's true. So why did Tosfos address the actual Pasuk? The Pasuk itself discounts this pshat. And again, I don't know, our Gemara, really. No? Our Gemara, Menabal. How does it shim?
They don't mention it.
No?
They don't mention it.
Issue, maybe? You hear about Bar Kavod?
The way
what's
the
that
Achrayim do it.
Talk.
Okay, so I want to hear what Jonathan says. Tell him to speak up.
I have a dumb question.
He has a dumb question.
And the question is that you're asking, I'm understanding you correctly, which you probably got it, is can you use a Mechuber for Hekdesh?
The Mizbeach.
The Mizbeach. Why would you say that the Shiur is relevant there? There's no Shiur.
Exactly.
So
I'm saying, I don't have a Habamim. I don't have a Habamim.
There is. If it's a mitzvah, there is
that. No, but by the Mizbech, I agree. So the question is, what is the reason in our Gemara why?
Well, first of all, what is the case? Mechuber to stone. What is the case?
Right.
What is the case? What do you use?
What is the case?
You view the stones.
Yeah.
From the mountain, and you want to build them as bath.
You want to build them as bath. Okay. So that you need a certain size for the bath, but you don't need a certain size for each stone.
Okay, so I agree with you. No. So that was what I, yeah, so that's out. That's out. No. So Tusa Nechtashira is out. That can't be a reason.
Doesn't
apply.
It's not like a lulu, which has
100%. Yeah, you are right. You are not asking dumb questions, Baruch Hashem.
Never have,
never will.
Especially
you. But we're, good jokes at least, for sure. No, so that's what I'm saying. That reason is out. But we do find another reason of the fact that there's a din nevad by a behema. So we could perhaps learn our Gemara that it's extending to that. Or, like, Rochdav, like you said, there's a new reason over here. The point is, our Gemara will not shtim if you hold that the isser of nevad, that's what I'm saying. The Gemara says the isser of an avodah zarah is out. Is out mitzvah baba avera. That's what it says. So if you learn that is the reason for an avodah zarah that's usher is because of a mitzvah baba avera, then how do you read our Gemara? How do you read our Gemara? The Gemara is bringing new sources as far as yesh neva b'chuber or not. And what the Makkah b'chamer from Esnan tells us that it's a mitzvah baba avera.
How does the avera the benefit? Need to cut
it doesn't.
To
it doesn't. That's so Tosfos's answer. That it doesn't. Yeah. That's no. So that's Tully and Tubshatim and Tosfos. If you learn the mitzvah baver, could be it does apply even where it doesn't lead to it. And that's this is all the stuff that's going on.
It's just tainted.
Tainted. It's tainted. Very good. Yeah.
It's tinctured.
Tinctured by the Aveir. So this is all the svaras. And according to that pshat and tesis of that girsa, there's no svar of Tusa Nechtashiur either. That is the iser of an Aveir Zar. So that's the pshat. What's the whole Gemara over here? And then Rekiva Eger says, forget about the Gemara. What about the Pasuk? What do you need the Pasuk for? Yeah. You could say, according to the pshat, that you have the gears of Knusa Mechta Shiura, that the Pasuk is needed, where you don't have a shear. That makes a lot of sense. But if you have no Svar of Knusa Mechta Shiura, the only is the Svar of Mitzvah Baba Veira. Firstly, and most important, Kivager asks, what about the Pasuk? Secondly, for my humble opinion here, is the Gemara itself here also is mavur like this. You hear me? Okay.
Right.
Oh, problems. Problems.
Yeah. The problem. The question is, there's an excellent article in the back in the Masechta Aris. Yeah. He goes through the Reb Chaims, the Reb Velvels.
Who's this?
Was in the end of the in Marecha, you know, the Otsir Yunim?
Oh, in the Sifra?
Yeah, Marecha Chaf, number 20. It's a gorgeous article. I see that it's all underlined. I did it already.
I'd love to see it. It's an article or an essay about them?
It's an article. It's an article. It's an article. It doesn't rise to the level of an essay.
You definitely have, but you hear what I'm bringing up. I'm not really.
Yes, no, it's very, very relevant.
Bossy Rock Lahar, because it really is a central question. Yeah. Okay, let's begin the Daf. Daf Mem says, Shalosh Asheros Hein. There are three types of Asheros. Now, you see here that an Ashero is just really an acronym for a certain tree that's used for Avodah Zarah. There is such a thing as an Ashero de Moshe. Actually, I know it was probably the wrong word. But sounds nice anyways. Shalosh Asheros Hein, three types of Asheros of Avodah Zarah. Okay? We're going to have to help a couple of your advice, please, because I need a little bit of help, and everyone probably, you know, it's going to be a little confusing here.
There's no Tachlin today.
There's no long Tachlin. Okay. Let's say someone plants a tree originally, L'shem Avodas Kotavim, as a seed. This is totally machlokes Rashi Taisus. Really, what does it mean? Metzilah. Rashi learns a seed that was originally planted l'avodah zarah, and also a tree. Really, you take a sapling and you plant it as well. Taisus argues on that, but let's use Rashi. Someone took a seed, planted it as a tree from the beginning. This was the goal. The chinuch of this seed was to become a tree. That was avodah zarah. Therefore, it's aser. That's number one.
Where's the Rashi? Well, the seed?
It's on that.
Okay. I just make sure it's not here.
Okay. Well, Rashi later on in the Yom as well. I believe. Okay. Number one. Gidoy Pisloy, the same about this Kotavim. Let's say he cuts off the branch, a branch, and he pisloy, I mean, he adds a new branch. Really good. I'm sorry. Gidoy Pisloy, the same about this Kotavim.
He made a mistake.
He cuts it off and then removes all the refuse there. He trims it. He didn't add on enough. No, it's important enough. The pruning means you get. Okay, fine. Gidlo Evi Nechom Yisrael. This is Chom Tzorchel. This is Chom Labi Hagidulin Shevidlu Boy Man Donu Boy Me'ato.
That's
pruning means you just take off the branch, right? You
know, for the sake of
the tree. Good. At this point, he didn't add on a branch. He just pruned. Pisle means he shaved off all the refuse. He made a nice pruning area. Whatever comes out afterwards, the Shema is Nechama. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to as I said, very good. Yeah. So he did that in order to allow for whatever grows after this to be on the Zara, the Hechlif, and he takes those branches, okay, so he takes those branches that he took off. Noitil Masha Hechlif, Rashi says, Visorfoi, Kedin Asheru. Hechlif means whatever was added on. Whatever grew afterwards has the din of an Asherah. Because he replanted, again, this is a confusing, I hope everyone's with me because I'm not explaining it so clearly. He added on, new branches grew there, the Hechlif, and then the rule is that those branches are about the Zara of an Asherah. Therefore, and you burn it. You take what was added on and you burn it, but the main tree, which again, it was planted not L'Asherah, it was a wonderful, happy, peaceful tree that he took the branches off, and that the growths of that would replace the branches that he pruned should be considered not by desire.
He pruned his much sake, but by desire.
Well, he did it, yes. That was his point. Exactly.
The trunk now is mutter.
The trunk was always mutter.
It was always
mutter.
That
It doesn't become a part of
the Gemara. Very good. Okay, you're addressing the Gemara's question. Please, just let's get the Parsha Pshat here. That's the Gemara. The Gemara, we have a whole Amud here to do, we'll see these points as well. But that's case number two. Case number two is the branches that grew in afterwards. Okay? Third case. Hemet tachteha avodes kochavim, v'not lo harez muteris. Case number three is where you don't serve the tree or the branches, but you use the tree as a shade or a place to house an avodah zara, a landmark for the avodah zara. In that case, the tree itself is not an avodah zara, but it's used to serve an avodah zara. Oh, very good. Yeah, tachas kol etzron. Very good. That's the case. Yeah. So in that case, v'natlo, once you take away the avodah zara that's under the tree, harezu muteris. It's mutter, because the tree itself had no problems, you didn't plant it, you didn't serve it, it was just used for avodah zara. So as long as the avodah zara is being used, as the tree is being used for avodah zara, it's also, once you take it away, it's mutter. Let's learn the Gemara. Ami de Be'er Abiyani. So there are three cases. Ami de Be'er Abiyani. Abiyani said, this case of gidoy upisl, the same avodah zara. So you took the branches, you pruned it, and then there were growths afterwards. What is the case that those branches are awesome? Rabbi Yonah says, the Bay Rabbi Yonah says, "Hu shehidroch miherchev gufay shel ilon." You actually have to add. So you prune and then you graft, or hirkev is when you take the tree and you dip it in the ground and you create a new tree out of it. The point is you are creating the new growth. That is when the branches are awesome. And that's the only case. But if it grows just because you decided that whatever growths are going to take place after that, they're not going to be usher. You didn't do anything. You didn't do an act. You might have thought that it should be an avodah zarah, but that has no relevance to the growths that take place afterwards. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yonah. Actually, isn't enough.
The ma'aseh that's not a ma'aseh in the
Torah. Correct. Well said. Legally said, you hear this, the legal terminology.
When you prune it, it's true that's going to encourage new growth, but not for the mycin.
Until you put in the...
If you put it in, it's a mycin.
Very good.
Why won't the new growth, if you don't put it in? You just give it this site that you're expecting, let's say, you front, that new stuff. Why wouldn't that be?
Because I didn't, what did I do?
That's the shame.
Yeah, but it's not here right now, so I'm thinking the shame of the zara. But that's garnish. What is my? You could think from here.
You're planting it.
And you're uptouching the mice. So that's fine. Look, come on. Eloki. Oh, frankly, the law of Hanan get the epistle tonight. What do you mean? The mission doesn't say you pruned the tree. You grafted the tree. It just says you pruned it. That should be enough. So fine. Rabbiana is out the window in this part. Eloki itmar Rabbiana inyibitul itmar. Yeah, 100%. If you decide to remove, prune the tree, and you want the growths, maybe it's considered a maisa, or it's considered a hasmona, whatever you want to say, 100% the growths are awesome. Rabbi Yonah's chiddush is regard to bittul. What does it mean? The apogav, the hidras, the hirkiv, the gufay shel ilon, even though, to learn, you were saying this before, even though if you're masri, mavris, umarkiv, the gufay shel ilon, you actually did a maisa in the growth itself, You might think the chiddush is that when you take the growths off, that's considered a bittul. Meaning you don't need to be mevatel the actual tree. Now why would I think so? Again, it's regarding bittul over here, getting rid of the avodah zarah. The mal is saying, I might think even the hivrich v'hikrim guvishal ilan ki ilan shenatu metchila dami v'litzar kula. Maybe when you graft. Or what's an English word for marking? No good word. Okay, you're marking.
No, Rebbe always tells us the difference between harkava and havracha. But one is grafting, and one is Rebbe told us the word with the word.
The easy way to remember it, I think, is mavrach is from the lashon of bracha. Well, which one is which? I'm sorry, I forgot. Mavrach is grafting. No, mavrach is
harkava.
Harkava is grafting. The way to remember it is Mavrach is from a lashon of berach, which is a knee. You bend the knee. I think that's the pshat. I don't think I'm making that up.
I just remember because of Esther gets more
kud. Oh, very good. Esther gets more kud. There's a grafting.
Grafting is a lashon of berach.
Okay, fine. All right. So you might think, maybe that's it's a rebirth. The tree has been reborn. You've grafted new branches. It's like it's new. And therefore you might think that that's like planting the tree mitzchilo. That's like redoing the tree. And therefore what? And therefore the whole tree should be also. And even therefore, even if you take off your grafting or your layering, even if you remove that, you still need to be mevato, the actual tree, because the tree now became an asher, which you know that you want to be able that's the chiddush of Be Rabbi Anai, that no, that kibahusha hivra, here kibahusha hivra, meaning that which the Mishnah said, that you just take what you masha hichlif and the tree is fine, is even with your mavrich and martyr. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, okay, this is a very confusing gemara. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, you take a tree, everything is good, tree, regular, and you bow down to it.
Chulin tree.
Regular tree. Mechubber, chulin, altsas git, very good, it's in your backyard. Let's say it's in your backyard.
The Jewish did it?
Doesn't matter. The rule is, the only nachkamina between Yisrael and a guy is bittul. That's the only nachkamina. Let's say you bow down to the tree. The rule is that it's the additional growths that take place afterwards are usur. Meaning what? The actual tree is mutter. But the growths are usur. Now what does this harken to? If you remember, this is a question of Elon Shanata, the Psaif Avdoi, we got a choikas tanoim. So that's what we're gonna, that's the next sugya over here, exactly to explain that. But that's Shmuel. Masav Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer asks from the Mishnah, Gita yupislav adistichavim v'hechlif noitom mashe hechlif. What does the Mishnah say? Again, you took off the branch and you shaved off you cleaned it up, pruned it, and you do that l'shayim for the zar, that the avodah zara that grows afterwards should become also, you become avodah zara, v'hechlif, and it grew. And the Mishnah says you take again what grew and say to God. Gido pisle in like you do pisle loy. What is the only way that the growths that take place afterwards are going to be usher is if you do a pruning. Without that, let's say you're stam bowing down to it, the growths that take place afterwards are going to be mutter. Which we'll just finish saying you don't need to prune a tree and intently or specifically decide that the growth should become a Avodah Zarah, but to become a Avodah Zarah. Stam, just bowing down to it would make it into an Avodah Zarah.
That's what it said.
Yeah. So the growths. The Mishnah says only if you prune it for the growths. I'm sorry. Let's just get through the Gemara. So that's the Kashon Shmuel. Amal Chashmuel, Haman Rabbanani. Oh, this is Rabbanan. Ushmuel Amar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Elon Shanatu, Webseif Avdo Yasser, Zak Shmuel. I go like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, like we learned before, from Apostle Kasher, Em, Tegadayun, Haidika Parsha, that, if you bow down to a tree, the rule is, even though it was planted for regular purposes, Hulin wasn't for Avodah Zarah, you bow down to it, it's Asr. And Shmuel says, I hold like that, and therefore the additionals that come after that, the additional growths, are going to be forbidden by virtue of me bowing down to the tree itself. Oh, so that's Shmuel's chiddush. That's what Shmuel's come to be mechadish. Only the additional growths. But the ikur tree is not going to be a problem because it was planted for a purpose. It wasn't, that's not considered whatever the lumbus is. I don't have 100% of you with the rabbi. Well, it depends now. That's what Shmuel's be mechadish. Now the rabbanon say that it's going to be mutter the taisvei sehel. And therefore, looks as Firos the Chesmin, finish up the Chesmin, that according to the Rabbanan who hold that Tisvesel, Mutter, by Elon Shanat, Lipsleif Avdu, but in the case of Gidayu Pisloy, which is our Mishnah, it's going to be Asr. There, it's going to be considered Maisa in the tree itself that produces growths, maybe even indirectly, but that's where the Rabbanan hold. So now.
And that's worse than Hishachavah.
Alright, yes. That's worse than Hishachavah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really the point over here. You know, Taisus really arguing, yeah.
Yeah, Taisus goes to town because it's like
goes bias. To town, and really the Machlekes starts from before in Dachmen. Hey, how he learns, the whole sugi over there. But now, this is really the Maskonas HaGemara that we learned in Daf Mem Hei. But now, Daf Mem Hei. This is the whole Maskon. Now we're going to go back and revisit everything we've learned till now, which is why it gets very confusing. Masavur Ravashi. What Shmuel say? Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan is when someone plants a tree, not l'shem avodah zarah, and then he bows down afterwards. If the additional growths afterwards are going to be usher or not, which implies that when it comes to the actual tree itself, no one holds that that's going to be usher because it was planted l'shem chul. Frankly, tomorrow, Frank Ravashi, Mimai. Really, maybe you should say, everyone agrees, and meaning Shmuel, what Shmuel says, that fact that the Tosefta is also is according to everyone, but they're arguing when it comes to the actual tree. Rabbi Yosi holds that the actual tree is Osir, Rashi explains that it's plural. Their asheras are going to be, have to be burnt. What is the asheras? Two types. One that was served or originally planted for an ashera, and then one that was planted for a chulin, and then was served. Both cases, the entire tree has to be burnt. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan Savri, Yikuli, and Shari, the Rabbanan hold no. That the main tree is going to be mortar. The siv asherehem tegade un. Ezehu Ilan Shegidui Osir V'Ikroi Shari. Have you Omer Ilan Shenatoi V'Lipsoif Avdoi. The Chacham say, there's another pasuk which says, all you do is cut down the Asherah, which means the growths out of the Asherah are Osir, but not the original tree. And therefore, what's that case? We have two cases. The Asherah that you burn is talking about an Asherah which was planted in the Tchila for the Asherah. But when it comes to the pasuk of saying that the asherah is just cut down and just the growth, that's referring to an asherah that was served afterwards. And therefore, what are we saying? Everyone agrees that the ikur, the tosefos is asur, and the asherah machlik is regarding the ikur. And therefore, Shmuel says a mishtachav el ilan tosefta asura is really going like the rabbanon. Maybe that's the pshat.
They have a move that they have in the shara
right, so that's the, right, so that's, no, you're right, so that's, so that whole sugya, that's, that whole shakra vikaria. According to the opinion that doesn't hold to Gadayun, is for the Tosefes, the chiddush of the pasuk is to tell us the Mishar Shahachareha. Then the Gemara asks, maybe you need it for something else, the Gemara then says, from Abay to Abedun, double Lashon. That's the whole Gemara there. And that's really what the Gemara is saying. Right? The Gemara is about to say this. Right? Now, I'm not going to go into this, but if you go back to the whole Sugya, Daf Mem Hei, which includes what you're saying, you're going to have to come and retype that whole Gemara and say that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we came out holds that Ilan Shenati Lubsayf Avdoi is usher only, the growths are only usher because of Asherah and Tegadiyun. Now we're switching sides. The Rabban are the ones who hold like that. If that's the case, Epech Rabban is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. The Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabban. It's going to come out, you have the opposite. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Asherah and Tegadiyun to teach me that only the Tosefos is usher. It's coming to tell us the Gansa Sugi over there. First you cut, then you capture, then you destroy, or you learn that out from Abay to Abedun, and then this pasuk is telling us that you have to be Mishara Shacharet. That whole sugi over there is going to come out to be the opposite. But the point at this point in the Gemara is that Shmuel's opinion, who says only Tosefos Asur, is going like the Rabbanon. And maybe the Machlek is from Yisrael and Yehuda, the Rabbanon is only regarding the Iker. Zazdi Gemara, Imkain, if you go with that, Cheshvin, Gidoy Pisloy Man Katani Law. What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says if you prune the tree, the Tosefos is Asur, which implies
only
that if only, right, if you bow down to it, the Tosefos is not gonna be mutter. Whose opinion is that? Maktamak Tony Law, Rabban Lord Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbanu Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, because we just finished saying without that, everyone agrees that Tosefes is Asur. It's only a question regarding the Iker. If you go like Rabbanu, hold that the Iker is Mutter, but the Tosefes is Asur, even if you don't prune it, even if you just bow down to it, like Shmuel said, if you hold like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Iker Ilanami Asur. So that the Mishnah proves to us that the machlekes tanoim of Rabban Rabbi Yosi is at least regarding the Tosefes. Wow. The Mishnah is going like the Rabban and the Tosefes is also unless you prune the tree. Shmuel says by bowing, by virtue of bowing alone, that makes the Tosefes also and has to be going like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda.
I assume bowing is not just bowing. Yeah,
that's the sugya, yeah.
Is it?
Mishnachav makes it also, just that there's no chiyuv misa. The four big ones make a chiyuv misa. Mishnachav is only allowed.
Oh, so I think create the
Mishnachav creates an iser.
What about Makdir?
Makdir too. Yeah, for sure. Ibai is saying the Gemara says, Ibai is saying Rabbanon, Ibai is saying Rabbi Yisrael Bibi. No, really the Machlekes is regarding the Iker, like we just said. Everyone agrees that Tosefes is also, Machlekes is only regarding the Iker. Ah, you have the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going either like the Rabbanon or Rabbi Yisrael. How do you know this? Anybody saying the Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? The Mishnah is going like the Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. What was the question though? If it's going like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the Iker should also be also. No, Kikam Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, but like Yidur Pisla, Iker Elon, Aser, Bistama. That's Bistama. When does Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda hold that the Iker is going to be Aser when you don't prune the tree? That's just if you do it stop. If you bow down, it's also the Iker, you worship the tree. Avagidu pisloi. Well, let's say you prune the tree. What are you showing with that? Your goli adaite de tesefes nikhle be Iker ilonai lichle. If you really want this ganza, the whole tree and the ganza ganspe, to become usher, why are you picking and choosing the branches? Bow down to the whole tree. From the fact that you're pruning the tree, you have knowledge or you have intent to do the opposite. I like the branches. I don't want to worship the tree. I don't like the tree. I like the branches. I want the branches to be us. So even according to the Gemara of Yehuda, who holds that the Ikarin is Asur, in this case, it's going to be different.
He bowed down to the tree and he preached
it? No, he didn't bow down to the tree.
He
didn't
bow down at all.
He didn't bow down at all. And the question is, why you need that? What do you have to do, a whole grafting or a whole pruning?
But if he bowed down, what do you think about?
Yeah.
Make it
nicer. Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah. Anybody saying what? The Rabbanon, really, it's like the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, just by bowing alone, it should become us. So why do you need a permit? No. You're right. Bowing alone will make it to Sephis Asr. It's not, of course, going to the Rabbanon. So why do you need a permit? Iker ilon nami litzor kamash malon. You might think that here it's even worse. Like we said, we do pruning to the tree. You're not just allowing new growths to come in. You're beautifying the tree itself. Now it has nice branches. You're revamping the tree. Therefore, you might think the whole tree is usher, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So at this point, you're not really conclusive what the machlek is from Yesh Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is. Maybe it's regarding the Iker. Maybe it's regarding only the Tosefes. And then we'd have to again, redo the whole Gemara Manhei, depending on this conclusion. Weiter, Eza Asherah.
So if I ask you a very simple question, a guy bows down to a tree, and there are peiros on that tree. Are those peiros also, you're going to say that it's mutter, right?
Are the peiros going to be also?
Bows down to a tree that has a bunch of peiros. Peiros also? L'chayr not. It's only the peiros that will come afterwards.
According to the version of the Machlekes Rabban Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, according to that version of the Machlekes, that they're arguing even regarding the Iker, according to Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, possibly the roots as well.
Okay. Right, they're talking about according to the Rabban. We've accepted the Rabban.
Yeah, according to the Rabban, never. The Iker is never also. The fruits as well. Now let's say the fruits grow a little bit afterwards.
So that's going to be us, sir.
That would be us.
What? Oh, yeah.
Or they first appear. Yeah. That's the assessment, yeah. What is an Asherah? Now, this, of course, needs explanation right away. We just explained what an Asherah is. We'll see in the Gemara. What is an Asherah? Anything that has under it an Avodas Chachamim. Meaning it's used, again, to house the Avodas Chachamim, the land market, whatever. Asherah is only where the Tanakhama holds any time that there's an Avodas Zara under it. Shimon Aimer says you have to serve the actual tree. From Isabit Sidon, there was a story in Sidon of Elon Shah Yardanesa. They were serving the tree. And they found under it a pile, a rubble pile, rubble or something. I'm like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, don't say the tree is Aser. Bitwa Sagalaza. First check what's under this pile. Ubatil. And they checked. Umatsu Bait Surah. And they found under it a Getchka, an idol. I'm a lehen. Reb Shimon said, here, because the tzura was under it, you were matter the Elon. The tree itself is not a problem. They weren't worshiping the tree. They were worshiping the tzura. And therefore, we're going to be matter the tree even when the tzura is under it. So this is what the Gemara says. Ezehi asher. Right, the Gemara, Ezehi asher, v'anan tanan, v'anan slash asher is tanan. We already finished saying what are the asher. This is what it means. Shai and the Devarakol. The two cases of the Asherah, everyone agrees with. The one that was planted in the Tchila, Lavei Zara, or you produced growths. But then we had the last case of the Mishnah there, before, of having an Lavei Zara under the tree. That's Machlekes Tanoim. Ezi Asherah, Shenech HaKabar, Rav Shimon, Vachas Machlekes Rav Shimon, Ezi Asherah, Shenech, and that's what our Mishnah is saying here. Ezi Asherah, Shenech HaKabar, Rav Shimon, Vachachamim, Kol Sheif Tachteh HaVadus Nachavim. Where it has the Avodas Chachamim under it. Shimon says, whenever you serve the tree under the tree itself, that's the problem. But if you serve the Avodas Zarah under the tree, even while the Avodas Zarah is there and the tree is serving as either a landmark or shading it or whatever, protecting it, even in that case, that Asherah is not Asher. And that's what the Mishnah is saying here. That last case of the Asherah before, where if you have an Avodah Zarah under it, the tree is a problem. That's only going according to the Tanakam over here. And Reb Shimon holds that in that case, it's not a Avodah Zarah. It's not, the tree itself is not forbidden, at least. Ezi Asherah Stam. What's an Asherah Stam? Meaning, Rashi explains, how do you know whether something's an Asherah or not? What is an indication? Amar Rav. Obviously, you need to bow down to it, but how do we know that? How do we know that they're worshipping it? Amar Rav, close to claim him, Yoshin Tachdel, anytime in your parasail. Anytime you have the priests relaxing under the shade of the tree, and they're not eating the fruits. Why aren't they eating the fruits? Why don't they pick a delicious apple from the tree? Why? Must mean that they respect the tree. So they're worshiping the tree.
Maybe they're not hungry.
And maybe they're not hungry. One of them's gotta be hungry. Yeah, so that's Rav. Rav says that's an indication. Even Amri, they say, right? Usher. They're going to say, even if they say, let's use the dates for Bei Nitzrafi, which was some type Rashi says of an Avodah Zarah. Why? Why is it Usher? The Rami Bei Shikra, Vishasi Lebi Amedam. They would take the dates and they would make beer and they drink it on their non-Jewish holidays, the pagan holidays. And therefore, that's what it's an indication that this tree is an Asherah. Interesting, right? They're not. Is that because, or is that a simon or a sibah? I'm not sure.
It's still be Asherah.
What?
It's still be Asherah.
Well, if they can't get the dates, they'll find another way.
But they only get Shikra on the holiday from the date of this tree.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a holy tree.
Yes, yeah, a holy tree.
So the fact that they don't take on the tree.
That's the first trip.
The that's a little side of the tree. But those of the tree in the Mikdash, they used to grow golden.
Yeah.
And the Kayan used to do that every day. And it says,
yeah.
And the person also on the back. So the fact that the Kayan wouldn't end up with it helped us be practical, otherwise we'd be.
No, this is a simon. It's a simon that they serve it. Not a seabird.
You still haven't been here.
Yeah, and right.
Yeah, but we wouldn't.
No. I'm like Shmuel. From the fact that they just say this in and of itself, that they're going to use the dates for beer on the pagan holiday, that's enough to tell us either it's a simon or a sibo metric. That it's an asher retreat. Okay, next mission. I'll move along here. Vayeshev
b'tselo. You're not allowed to sit.
In the shade of the tree. You're not allowed to sit in the shade of the tree. The shadow of the tree. But if he sits there, he's tar. We'll see what. But if he goes under it, he shouldn't pass under it. But if he goes under it, he's tamei. New chiddush. You're not allowed to sit in the shadow of the tree. But there's no tuma. If you go under the branches, you're not allowed to, of course. Under the shade of the tree. Under the shade of the tree. Then you are tamei. We'll see what. Let's say the shade of the Sashera tree extended to Rishus Rabin. If you go under it, it's Tahar. Meaning, like we said before, you don't have a right to plant your tree and have your tree shade Rishus Rabin and have us not pass under it and become Tahar. No. The case of the Resha is where you're sitting in the shadow of the tree.
Yeah.
You're not under it. The shadow of the tree. The sun shines.
Rashi says. Exactly.
The sun shines and there's a shadow and you're in the shadow of the tree. So you're using the shade of the tree to protect you. And it's not new, as Rashi explains, yes. But you're not under the tree. You're in this, you're using it, and therefore you're not allowed to be nana. You're not allowed to be nana. That's why it's a problem. That's why you're not allowed to. But there's no tumma because you're not under it. Of course you can't sit under the shadow of the tree. You're using it, you're benefiting from it. You're benefiting from the shade of the shadow of the tree. It's protecting you from the sun. No, we need the chiddush of the Mishnah to teach us tzeltzela. What's tzeltzela? Rashi explains that when you have when the sun is continuing to set or go further down in the horizon, there's two parts of the shade. One is the shade that's equal to the height of the tree, and that's more dark, dense, of a color or shade. And then there's the part that's past the height of the tree proper. That part is called tzel tzela. It's a lighter shade, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you're even not allowed to sit in that part. Now the Mishnah says, that would imply, because we're talking about the case of tzel tzela, that in the regular tzel, it would be tuma. Is that true? That can't be true. You're not sitting under the tree. Really? No. If you're under the only, even when you're under the immediate, the proper shade of the tree, let's call it, you're still tar. The chiddush is that even when it comes to the wider shade of the tree, you're still not allowed to sit there with a sakhiva. Some say the same thing from the sefer of the Mishnah. If he sits under the tree, he's tar. Of course he's potter. He's not under the tree. The case of it's the sefer of the Resha, really. Even if he sits under the actual the shade of the tree, it's poshut that he's tar. Why should it be tar? There's no tumas oil. No, it's a chiddush that you're not, that the, even if you sit under, like you said, the shade of the tree proper, that's the chiddush, that you're still not considered under the tree to the point that, you're still tar. This implies that if the Mishnah says in Yashav Tar, even when you're under the tzel, this implies that the ratio which says Lo Yeshiv B'tzelo is talking about also the proper tzel. But you would be allowed to sit L'chatchilo under the tzel tzelo. Is that true? Really, you're not allowed to sit under the tzel tzelo, you're not allowed to sit under the tzelo, but the chiddush of the ratio is teaching us that even where it's the proper tzel, if you sit under it, you're still going to be, or adjacent to it, whatever, you're still going to be Tahar. Okay.
I still don't understand what the difference between Tzela and Tzel Kamasa is. The tree is 6 feet tall. What's Tzel Kamasa? What's Tzel Tzela?
You don't understand what it is or why it is?
What it is. Just give me the factual. The
definition?
Me too.
The definition? Well, Aaron has the same kasha, by the way. Mechavim.
Okay.
Wait.
Company.
Let me just.
I don't feel so ignorant now.
Let me, you know what? Let me try to give you what you
said. He said me too.
Okay. Let's say the tree is 10 feet, it's 10 here. Feet tall.
Oh, here, very good. So here, you see this safer? I'm glad you used it. That's what. So you have the safer, and there's the light shining on it, and there's shade on my table right now.
Right.
Shade, if you measure it, is actually larger than the safer.
Okay.
So there's a part that extends beyond
outside
the top of the safer.
Let's just use regular thing. You have a tree that's 10 feet tall. Are you telling me that the shade within 10 feet is Tzel Kamasa and outside 10 feet is Tzel Tzela?
Anything that's outside.
That's right. That's right. If the tree is 10 feet high and the shade is 11 feet, that 1 foot that extends beyond the 10 feet is Tzel Tzela.
That's Tzel Tzela. I gotcha.
You're right. You could have just said it like that, but the picture speaks 1,000 words. But you're on the Zoom, so I couldn't
see the
picture. Well, Aaron got it right.
And Shmuel Aaron agrees with this?
He agrees. Yeah, because I showed him a picture. I showed him a demonstration.
Why?
I don't have an answer to that.
That's another issue, okay.
I was hoping we could avoid that.
I don't see that from the TV.
That's right.
Why?
So we move on to the Steins. No.
It's not
that dense.
It's not true. It's
not
reality.
Not dense, not less dense.
It's not a scientific thing.
That's nothing. You look at the shape. Check it out this afternoon. Yeah, that's that. Okay, so that is the
surprise.
Why? All right, no, that's another question.
I think it gets lighter because
there's nothing covered. Oh, okay. But lay avatar stand, Marvin, night time. He absolutely like a takuba, so why when you go under a tree in Asherah, why is it gonna be considered? Why are you talking? Because he absolutely the like a takuba of it is coming. Because it's impossible that under the Asherah there's no takuba of it. There is, in other words, there's gonna be part of it that was offered, an offering under that tree. And therefore, you are going to be under the same roof as Takuvas Vezachavim, which is Metamei Ba'oihel. And that's the reason why you are Tomei. Mani, who is this like? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro. The Tanya, Yehuda ben Maseiro, Oimu. Minaya Takuvas Vezachavim Shem Metamei Ba'oihel. How do you know that which is offered to an idol is Tomei Ba'oihel? It makes Thomas oil. Shnem Abba Yitzhu Luchal Ta'or, Ba Yoshu Zitai Mase. And it says they ate mezil chaynes. Ma meis metame ba'oil. After kubus v'chus chum metame ba'oil. Rashi says this is the tumah is only the rabbon. Okay, but that's what this was. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro. Oh, hoysod a geizel is the rab or b'tachteh hatzor. Mishnah says if the tree extends to rishus harabim, if you go under it, you are tohar. Iboilu. Marius inquires. Ovar oy. This only be the evet. Let's say you have a tree extending over the rabbin. Are you allowed to? We know, of course, that if you go under it, you're tahar because it can't be goyzel to rabbin. But are you allowed to lechatchila go under it? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar mashmei lechizkia amar oyvim. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said in the lechizkia, you're allowed to lechatchila go under it. Rabbi Yosef ben Amar im ovar be the evet. They're not arguing. It depends if you have another path. If there's no way to get around this, you can't. There's no side streets or anything. Then you're allowed to go under it. Let's say there's tons of traffic on the side street. No, you're going under it. You're going under it over here. You're going under it. No, you're going under the tree. Under the tree. Thomas Oil, yeah. Not the shade, not the shadow. You're going under the tree. So in that case, again, it depends. the lack of dark rachmina. But let's say you don't have another way of going, so lechatzil, this is the only way to go. You're allowed to. Amar Rav Sheshes l'shamne, Rav Sheshes said to his shamnes, we know Rav Sheshes was blind, so he had a seeing eye person. Seeing eye person. Kimatu l'hasim, when you get there, aratani, let's run through under the tree. You have to go under the tree, but let's run through it. Let's not dilly-dally there. Hechidon, what's the case? Either like a dark achrim, like there's no other way to go, l'am the aratani, mishmashori, why do you have to run? It's permitted, I'm just gonna say. V'idika dark achrim, let's say there is another way to go. Ki arma aratani, mishori. Why would it help to rush? You're not allowed to go under it. Really, there was no other way to go, and therefore he was allowed to go under it. However, someone who's chashuv, pasnish, to go under the avodah zarah tree.
What does this have to do with tum and tara? Wait a second.
What?
The Mishnah is talking about Tum and Tara. All of a sudden you're talking about that you're not allowed to even go there. There's nothing to do with Tum and Tara.
Because of the Tumah.
Rav Sheshes was worried about
it. So you're not allowed to go under it because of the Tumah. Again, the Tumah is only
the Adam Chashev. Wait, no. We had this before, that you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to go to the same derech as an Avodah Zarah, to pass by an Avodah Zarah. There's nothing to do with Tum and Tara.
Is that true? I don't know.
What's
the reason why you can't pass under it? Is it because the chatzilo you can't become tamei b'tumas soil, or is it because stam you can't go under an avodah zarah tree? It doesn't make you're not allowed to.
You're
getting some benefit from it, maybe, or it looks like you're going to an avodah zarah. I'm not sure about that. I really am not sure.
I'm looking it up wrong one.
Okay. Adam chashuv. So someone like you or Baruch David would not be allowed to go under it. Adam chashuv.
It's nothing to do with Tumantara. It just has to do with the fact you're not allowed to sit underneath it, you're not allowed to have an off from it, and you're not allowed to even go underneath it.
You know, it makes a lot of sense because Rav Sheshes, there's no Tumantara.
Exactly, it's an Amira.
And also, the truth is, I didn't understand Rav Sheshes. There was an Avodah Zarah tree then.
Yes, that's what Rashi said.
I guess that's what it was. So there was Asherah in the time of Rav Sheshes.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought they were about to the Yitzhar and the Avodah Zarah. Okay. Look at Mishnah. Zarah and Tachtel. I'm getting restless. Let's go. Zarah and Tachtel. Yerokah is B'mayis HaKshom. Back to the Asherah. If you want to plant under the tree, you're allowed to plant under the tree Yerokas. Vegetables. I guess you stand outside and you use a stick or something. You plant under the tree Yerokas. Because you're not being nana from the tree. Quite the opposite. The Yerokas need the sunlight. So you're not being nana from the tree by putting it under. They need rain and they need sunlight. So you're putting it under the tree, so you're not being nana, so you're allowed to plant your rockets. I hear. I don't know. I heard you. Good question. So again, you took a garden hoe.
Sakanov.
You took a Sakanov. Very good. You take a Sakanov Rufa. Yeah. All right. Apparently, you're not a gardener. I'm not either. But you can't do it in the summer, because you're there. It gets enough sunlight even by being under the tree. You need a little bit of shade. You don't want it to get scorched in the sun, so you're being netted, and therefore that's awesome. Which what? Cabbages?
Yeah.
Lettuce.
You said chazir and a lettuce?
Handy boys.
You look in the Rashi, let to go, maybe the word lettuce.
Let to go.
Maybe that's lettuce.
Lettuce. Passive.
Maybe not, you know.
Oh, very good.
Latin for lettuce.
I definitely can't disagree with you, but it sounds like.
Let us proceed.
Very good.
Let us proceed. So those things need to be under a tree, and therefore you can't do it any time. You're getting up under a tree. Rabbi Yossi says even you can't even plant vegetables during Maisak Shomim. Why? Because the leaves, Noisheres Alehen, they end up the leaves fall, and they go and on top of the vegetables, the Havilehen Lazevel. And it's going to be for them fertilizer. It helps give nutrients to the vegetables, and it helps it grow. And okay. Therefore, it's a problem even being my sock shown in the court.
Why is it zebel for the wheat?
Zebel for what?
The first case was you planted wheat.
No, you planted vegetables.
No, the first case.
Vegetables. Eurocus.
Before the vegetables. What was the last case we had?
Eurocus.
Remedy.
Lettuce and vegetables. Those are the two cases.
You ever planted wheat?
No. No. No, who said wheat?
Maybe
he means wheat.
Yesterday.
Maybe he means wheat.
Yesterday.
No.
Sorry.
No, not wheat. The name of the Rabbi Yossi Sova said is that Gori Masur. So what's this machlekes? Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakhama. Zev is that Gori Masur. Rabbonanami Zev is that Gori Mutur. When you have vegetables under the tree, now you're not being nana from the sunlight. Fine. Out. What are you being nana from? Quinto biasi, the leaves that come off help give nutrients to the urocus. That's a problem. However, that's just one portion of what produces the urocus grow from the nutrients of the ground and soil as well. That's called zev, zegar, both something that's usur and something that is mutter. Are being gutter in the growth of this vegetable. And Rabbi Yossi holds that's forbidden. The Tanakhama, who's not worried about that, holds Zev, Zev, Gurim is mutter. This is a Velt Machlaikis, of course. We'll see that's the next sugya on tomorrow's Daf. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara that's referring to yesterday. Maybe that's the Machlaikis. Frankly, Gemara, it's a Shemino. No, we saw the opposite. It's not, went to the mission. What did Rabbi Yossi say? How do you destroy an avodah zarah? You grind it up and let it, you throw it in the wind. You put it in the yam. The Chachamim said that doesn't work. Af hi nasa zevel, that is going to become zevel. And you can't be, have any connection. So, question the Rabbanah, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi holds you can't do that. If it ends up being used as fertilizer, it's only just one of the things that produces the growth, which means Zev is that garden. And he says, you can't do it. Seems that it's awesome. They hold that you can do that. I'm sorry, you cannot do that. You have to put in the Yamamelach, a place that says, the Makam Shein Magalot Smachim. You can't do that. Why not? It's going to produce. It's a problem. It's only one of the causes for that. Zev is that garden. Chacham say it's going to be an issue. They hold Zev as a Gorm Osir, and that's the opposite of what we said over here. Maybe Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, it's not a question. This Gemara over here is, you have to really digest it. Listen. Hasam the Ka'azal Ibu. There, by the case, really Rabbi Yossi holds Zev as a Gorm is Osir. But in the case of Sheikhik Bazar the Ruach, how is the zevel coming about from the avodah zarah that you grind up? You are destroying your intent at least, so what you're doing is to destroy the avodah zarah. Therefore, it's mutter. And Rashi uses a lashon here, shaharei darka, Rashi says, when you are grinding it up, it's not any worse than it breaking on its own. And therefore, it's bottle. So there's no problem. It's not Zev Zer Goyim, there's no Isser. But over here, in the case of our Mishnah, you are not being the Vat of the Asherah. The leaves fall off naturally. It's going to be Asher. Oh, we'll see in a second. Maybe we'll get to this Rashi over here. This Rashi is big deal. Tosfos argues. But we'll get back to it. Mr. Shem, tomorrow. Let's just finish the Gemara. Now, the Rabbanu question. But the Ma'aseh, you have a pass on the Rabbanu. Rabbanu say, it doesn't help to be said in the Ruach.
I told the worst it's going to be is going to be a Zeven Nagarim, and here in our Mishnah they hold Zeven Nagarim as Mutter. Oh, in a Chanami, Epoch, we have to say it the other way around. In a Chanami, Rabban holds Zeven Nagarim is Mutter, and that Mishnah over there, you're going to switch around. And Rabbi Yossi as well, you're going to switch around. Which Mishnah are we switching around? Our Mishnah, over here. Well, our Mishnah. Vibay is saying the Lotte. Or you'll say, no, really, the Rabbi Yossi did the Shinyan, and Rabbi Yossi, we answer like we just said, he holds Zeven Nagarim as Asur, except when you're destroying it. What about the Rabbonin? The Rabbonin, Kedam Rav Mori, Beid Rav Kahan. The Rabbonin really holds Zeven Nagarim is Mutter. How come the Mishnah before, it's worried about Zevel? Because we go like Rav Mori, Beid Rav Kahan. Masha Meshabiach, Ba'or, Poygim, Ba'bos. The whole Gemara over there, in, where is it, Bukharis, Tmura, that a certain way of skinning the animal, and the Gemara says in one way you're being nana from the basar, and the other way it's better from this for the skin. Oh, Gemara over there. The Gemara says over there you're not being nana because you're also being poisoned. So you might be nana in one part, but you're not. You're also being poisoned in the basar. So they equal out, so to speak. That's not called being nana, where from one part you're getting benefit from, but that benefit will also lead to destruction or
detriment.
That's it. Very good. Detriment to the other part. That's this. That's the yisoid over there. Hachanami mashabeshviach benavia poigim b'tzel. Here also, you write the leaves of this urakis are going to become nicer and better through, or you're being nana really from the leaves of the tree, and that's producing benefit. But the butzel, the onion or the vegetable that you're planting, is gonna be, it's gonna be detrimental to that. So really the Chachamim hold, Zev Zegarim is going to be Asur, right? What do we say over here? Asur Chedron. What's the case over here? Inunami Rashi says, Zev Zegarim is Asur. Really they hold Zev Zegarim is, they also hold Zev Zegarim Asur. That's it. They really hold, meaning there's no machloikis Zev Zegarim. They're arguing in this halacha of whether something that produces a benefit on one hand but is detrimental on the other hand, does that consider you being nana? So the leaves that come off the asherah that produce nicer leaves on the batzel, that might be considered a hanah, but it also is detrimental to the onion. They hold that that's not called being nana. That's not called being nana from the asherah tree, and therefore that's why even though they hold zev zegarim asur, in our Mishnah it's going to be mutter.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.